right. Thank you all for listening to Circadian Rhythms. It's about time for me to head out, but I will be back on next Sunday at 5. And I will leave you with one more song from Little Wings. This is Where.
Cape of hills and wheeling skies, a face of sea and shining eyes, all of the above so bellow. The moon is wide and high and light, the silver town below is sleeping, all except for one fellow.
Shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm a sinful wit. There is no question that I am it. Hey, girl.
Thanks a lot. He looks so cool, but he's hot. His name's Hot. Thanks a lot. You think he's having me, but he's not.
My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot. My name is Mark. Thanks a lot.
Many sights to see, and when I look in my window, so many different people to be, that it's strange, so strange. You got to pick up every stitch. Up every stitch, you got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Yeah, must be the season of the witch. Looking over his shoulder at me, and he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Yeah. Beatniks out to make it rich. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Yeah, must be the season of the witch. Pick up every stitch. The rabbit's running in the ditch. Beatniks out to make it rich. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. When I look out my window, what do you think I see? And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. It's strange. Sure is strange. You got to every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch.
We'll be right back. Pittsburgh's own Lonely Planet Boy, wrapping up that first set of music here on a program we call the Viva La Mock Radio Show. The song I played was Tire Swing, and I pulled that one off of their Some Songs You Might Like album, CD, cassette, and I believe 8-track, which came out. And again, I'm going to take a stab at this one because I'm not positive, but I think that came out about 20 years ago now. Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm right. I don't care. Just correct me. Lonely Planet Boy with Some Songs You Might Enjoy. Hey, before the Lonely Planet Boy, how about the Zombies? If you don't work out from the Zombies, guitarist Paul Atkinson actually passed away on this day 7 years back, so I'd throw some Zombies in there in tribute to Mr. Atkinson. Donovan in that set of music as well with Season of the Witch. Yeah, that song doesn't only have to be played around Halloween. It can be played whenever. It's a good song, right? Hands up. Good song. All right. Not all of you put your hand up, but that's fine. Start off the entire set with some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock, because indeed my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock, so people call me Mock. They call me the Mockster. They call me all sorts of things that rhyme with that word. And I'm okay with that. Usually it's true. It's a show that comes to you each and every Friday night at 9. We do an encore presentation of the same show Tuesday afternoons at 2. So whichever day you are listening, welcome, thank you, and I hope you enjoy what I'm going to play. We're not sure what that is. We're just making it up, so I'm just telling you that much. If you ever have a suggestion for a song that you'd like me to just randomly throw into that we're making it up thing, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I was doing some market research, yeah, because I am really into just knowing who's listening to my program. And in that market research, I found out that what I believe I'm going to say is my biggest fan in the under 10 category is Ralph. So I thought, you know what? Since you, A, make up my biggest fan in the under 10 category, because a few of my fans in that category has aged out. And two, you're making up probably about 10% of my listening base. So, you know, I need to cater to that as well. I wanted to find a great song to play for Ralph in case he is listening this evening or this afternoon. And what better way than to play the Ralph song?
Ralph, Ralph, Ralph. Ralph, 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 Ralph. R-A-L-P-H. R-A-L-P-H. Ralph, 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 Ralph. Ralph, 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 Ralph. Ralph, 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 Ralph. R-A-L-P-H.
From their Mars Audiac Quintet album, that is some Stereolab here on the Viva La Mach radio program with Ping Pong. Before the Stereolab, there was some Shonen Knife in that set doing the Carpenters' Top of the World. Played some Devo in there as well because it is a beautiful world. And start off the entire set from the guy who sings your name over and over. For Ralph, that was the Ralph song here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Hey, have you listened to Nucleotapes here on WRCT's? It's Mondays at 5. Now, it's a show that actually takes a closer look at an artist's musical DNA. You can join Claude Glass as he digs into the discographies of some of college radio's most beloved artists like Talking Heads, Yola Tango, Cocteau Twins, and I believe he actually has done one on Stereolab, which made me think about it. But he actually puts the main focus on unexpected influences, maybe some overlooked contemporaries, and the modern bands that they've inspired. He's mapping the musical genome one legendary band at a time, Monday evenings at 5, right here on WRCT. I am mapping a musical detour every Friday night at 9 or Tuesday afternoon at 2 on a show called the Viva La Mach radio program.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. Now when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? You are, bless your soul, you really think you're in control, well, I think you're crazy, I think you're crazy, I think you're crazy. To lose their lives out on a limb. And all I remember is thinking, I wanna be like them. I wanna be like them. Ever since I was little, ever since I was little, it looked like fun. It's no coincidence I've come. Crazy, maybe you're crazy.
Someday I'm gonna be rich, and someday I'm gonna be bonafide. Someday I'm gonna be just like Steve Willoughby, but today I'm simply terrified. I'm terrified. Someday I'm gonna be right, and someday I'm gonna be smarter, smarter than smart. Someday I'll know something just like Larry King, but today I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start. Someday I'm gonna be hot. Someday I'm gonna be big or bigger than big. Someday I'll be adored just like Wally George, but today I ain't worth a fig. I ain't worth a fig. Someday I'm gonna be good. Someday I'm gonna be virtuous. Someday I'll be a paragon like Louis Farrakhan. But today I'm a mess. I'm in a mess. Someday I'm gonna be cool. Someday I'm gonna kick major butt. Someday I will transcend just like Jane's Addiction, but today I am in a rut. I'm in a rut. Someday I'll get a career. Someday I'm gonna stop wasting all my time. Someday I'll gain a skill just like Deborah Norville, but today I ain't worth a dime. I ain't worth a dime.
The late Vic Chestnut here on the Viva La Mock radio program from his West of Rome album and Steve Willoughby. Now, I have a question for you. Do you have a list, whether it's written down or in your head, of maybe bands or performers that you're like, man, I really wish I would have seen them back in their prime, or man, I'm really glad I saw them back in their prime. Well, I got to tell you, Vic Chestnut's on that list for me, and he is someone I did get this chance to see. I saw him down at the Metropole here in Pittsburgh, and I'm glad I saw him before he passed. Now, the Replacements, I played the Replacements right before the Vic Chestnut title track from Hootenanny. They're a band I never did see in their prime. Had a couple chances in the late 1980s, and I just chose not to go see them, and I don't regret that, and I don't regret not wanting to see them when they were coming back on that reunion tour a few years back, because it really wasn't the Replacements. Chris Mars was not behind the drum kit, and I needed at least Chris Mars with Tommy Stinson and Paul Westerberg to even glimmer of hope that it's Replacements-esque, and it just wasn't going to be. Now, I've seen Tommy Stinson. I have. Saw him when he was in town at Mr. Small's pre-COVID. Just the Replacements. Someone I did not see. In case you want to know, Ass Ponies before that, doing a cover of a song called We All Love Peanut Butter. A few things I love about that song. One is today is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, so I had to play a peanut butter song. Two, it's a great, fun little song. Three, as I mentioned, it's actually a cover The original song was done back in 1967 by a band out of Zanesville, Ohio. Now, I have feelings, a feeling, I have feelings too, but I have a feeling that Chuck Cleaver or someone from the Ass Ponies had that original 45. It's the only release that this band ever put out. Because in the liner notes, they say the band was from Hamilton, Ohio. No, they recorded the song in Hamilton, Ohio. They were actually from Zanesville, Ohio. They were still in high school. Story goes, this band, again, if I didn't mention it, they're called The One Way Street. Their mom drove them to Hamilton to do the recording session. She waited in the car while they did this recording session. They cut two tracks, that song and the B-side, a cover of Jack the Ripper, and they put that out on a 45, and that's it. They disappeared. Mom waited in the car. Did I mention that? Mom waited in the car while they're recording that. That's just crazy. And the fact that the Ass Pony put that out before Crypt Records put out a compilation that had that original version on there makes me think that someone in the band, and I'm guessing Chuck Cleaver, because he is a vinyl collector, has or had a copy of that 45. Start off the entire set with some Violent Femmes doing their cover of the Gnarls Barkley song Crazy, because Gnarls Barkley did a Violent Femmes cover. I believe they did Gone Daddy Gone, so the Femmes were like, well, we can reciprocate. We'll do one of their songs. And that's what they did. It's about 17 minutes before we get to the top of the hour. I want to remind you that there are over 40 million family caregivers in the U.S. And if you currently care for an older loved one and you're navigating the coronavirus, you can find it to be intimidating. ARP's here to help with tips on how to create a plan for caring for your loved one and how to prepare to care for someone who is at high risk. Yeah, visit ARP.org/caregiving to access more information about caregiving and the coronavirus. That's ARP.org/caregiving. This public service announcement brought to you by ARP, the Ad Council, and your good friends here at WRCT and the Viva Lamach radio program. If you got a request or a suggestion for a future show, send me that request or suggestion in an email to wrctrequest@gmail.com. Yeah, the Mockster is still not on the socials. He's negotiating with his manager whether he can get onto the socials or not. She doesn't think he can handle it, and that's part of the problem. She's probably correct. So I stay on the emails because I'm an old man like that. I did upgrade to a Gmail account. I'm going to tell you that much at least. So if you got a request, send me an email. wrctrequest@gmail.com. Some Rex Daisy for you. And welcome back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around. But those dreams have remained. Back again, and what
Hey everyone, this is Rex
and Christina
from the Armoires,
and you're listening to Viva La Mock
on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Makes me so unsure of myself. Standing there but never ever talking sense. Just a visitor you see, so much wanting to be seen. She opened up the doors and they can carry us away. It's the customary thing to say or do to a disappointed proud man in his grief. And on Fridays she'd be there, but on Mondays not at all. Just casually appearing from the club across the hall. You're a ghost now.
Brand new single from Detroit, Michigan's own Popular Creeps here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The song is called Split Decision. And before that, some newer music from Dolph Cheney from his This Is Dolph Cheney album, And I Wanted You. Speaking of newer music, how about brand spanking new music from the Armoires? Yeah. That was them, if you noticed, doing a John Cale cover, Paris 1919, from an album that was literally released on April 1st. Talk about brand new. Now, let me tell you some fun things about this album. The album's called Incognito, and the reason is because it was released on April 1st, but back in October, the Armoires started releasing music, but they were doing it under pseudonyms. So they're like, okay, we're going to take Halloween, where you dress up and you mask yourself as something else, all the way up until April Fool's Day, and put out songs. So literally that version, that song came out back in October under the name of October Surprise, but it was actually the Armoires doing the John Cale cover. Brand new disc, more covers on there, more originals. You'll be hearing a lot more of that on future Viva La Mock radio programs. And I start out the entire set with Rex Daisy doing their cover of John Sebastian's theme from Welcome Back, Cotter. Welcome back. Woo! Welcome back, Mockster. Got a couple minutes before we get to the top of the hour. Some things I should tell you is whenever I think of Popular Creeps, I think of my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, because he's got a popular radio show. That's where I'm going with it. It's called Courts in Session. It's 2.5 hours of rock and roll. It's country. It's soul. But he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. And again, that's Thursdays starting at 8 o'clock. Now, I've got the inside scoop that this Thursday, Albert Bouchard of Blueish Occult fame is going to join him again. He's been on the program before, but he's joining him again this week. I think, I don't know, maybe he's got a new album out, maybe he's got a concert coming up. I don't know, but the only way to know is to tune in Thursday at 8 and find out what's going on with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Read a great article interviewing Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick, and he was reviewing himself some of their albums and telling some background stories on it. And I'm like, I'm looking at the clock right now, and if it's a Friday night, this makes a lot more sense than a Tuesday afternoon. But I'm like, I think I'm going to have to play this Cheap Trick song at this very moment, because the clock does strike 10 here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
We're here for another edition of T-Evil to Have a Human Name here in WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Bill. I'll be on until 9 o'clock. If you need to find a playlist of anything I'm playing this evening, you can go to wrct.org. Up first, radio music calendar, events going on around town. Currently, two events on here, Lawrenceville Farmers Market, Arsenal Park, 250 40th Street, Tuesdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. Lawrenceville Farmers Market hosts over 30 wonderful vendors in Arsenal Park each Tuesday from now through the fall, rain or shine. 3 to 4 p.m. is reserved for shoppers disproportionately affected by COVID-19. For more details, you can call 412-802-7220 or email market@united.org. Pittsburgh Banjo Club is back starting this month, I believe. Allegheny Elks Lodge 339. It's over on the north side every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. and enjoy their wonderful music. Food and refreshments are available. Founded in 1988, the Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 30s. You can call 412-321-1834 to reserve a spot. Reservations must be made by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday night. Shows around town. Today is the 19th, and let's see here. Blah, blah, blah. You could still make the show tonight at Mr. Small's Theater. Guar with Madball and I Hate God. Jurgles has Reckless Kelly at 8. Tomorrow, the 20th, Stage AE has Beartooth with Wage War and Dragged Under. Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall has Justin Hayward and Mike Dawes. Club Cafe at 8 has Crystal Bowersbach. Bower Socks with Philip Michael Scales. Jurgles at 8 has Toad the Wet Sprocket with Stephen Kellogg. Mr. Small's Theater has Alex G with The Snarls. Tuesday the 21st, Stage AE has Faith No More, although I think that was canceled. You might want to check on that. Craft House at 7 has Beach Goons with Bed and Bikini Islands. Carnegie of Homestead Music Hall has Bella Fleck, My Bluegrass Heart featuring Michael Cleveland, Sierra Hall, Justin Moses, Mark Schatz, and Brian Sutton. Jurgles at 8 has Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears. Mr. Small's Theater has Black Mold Band, Distortion, and Blue Hearts with Kestrels. And Roxy and 8 has Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. We're here one more evening, the 22nd, that's the Wednesday. Stage 8 has Bad Flower. Preserving Underground has Makari with Adventurer and Coletta. Vinosky Winery at 6:30 has Melvin Seals and JGB. And Jurgles has Drum Wars featuring Carmen and Vinny Appice. Apathy, I believe it is. Anyway, that was WC Radio Music Calendar. If you represent a Pittsburgh-related musician, band, or venue and would like us to list your events in our music calendar, please send an email to music-calendar@wrct.org. Before I get into the music, Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs. With no collection too big or small, you can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, we're going to get into some music here. I got a lot of new stuff, some old stuff, Beyond Till 9 o'clock.